got into a situation where, you know, you had to go away, you know what I'm saying, and do some time and shit. And you came back swinging, but I want to touch on when you actually went away, you know what I'm saying? Because it was a sad day, you know what I'm saying? Especially when we heard the numbers you got. It was like, damn, like, can you really bounce back from that? So I want to talk about that time in there and how you kind of, you know, you had to diversify your attention. You had to really, you know, play your role as it, you know, because you're inside. But I know the dream had to still stay alive. So talk about how you kept that dream alive, but still had to, you know, maneuver the way you needed to in prison.
I'm going to be honest, like, the dream itself made the situation easier because at that time frame, I knew that I could rap. You feel what I'm saying? But I was like, we was young. We was getting money. Like, niggas was getting legitimate money. So it was like, all right, we get this money now or we could chase this thing. And when this situation happened, it forced me to sit down. So it forced me at that point to be like, all right, so what do you really want to do with your life? Are you going to get out? Do you want to work for this person? Or are you going to seriously do this? And I elected at that point in time to seriously do that. And when I seriously did that, I meant every day I was writing. And I'm going to tell you something. This is something I don't think I ever said. But this is one thing I'm going to commend you about. Well, ever since we was in high school, bro, you was the first person ever that was like, when they asked you, yo, what do you do? Yo, I'm a rapper. Like, there was nothing else. There was no, yeah, nah, I do this. It was, yo. And this was from 15, 16 years old, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I'm a rapper. I'm clubs. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm dead. And it was introduced as that always. And that was the persona, you dig? So yeah. It was like, stuff like that made me make that decision when I went to jail. So it was like, this is what I got to do. So if this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to just go all in with it. Like, I'm going to figure out the business side to it. Because I don't got nothing but time. You feel what I'm saying? I know we can do this rap shit. Let me figure out how to structure songs better. Let me figure out, boom. And then it was a little difficult, obviously, because they had me in a spot far away where it wasn't too much hip-hop. So I was just kind of like staying in the loop with whatever was on the radio. You know what I mean? But I wrote to everything, bro. Like, it didn't matter what the hell was on. You know what I mean? Just to keep, you know, keep two things going. But it was like, it definitely made the pastime. And then it also made me realize, like, all right, boom, you and probably the biggest group of critics as a grown man that you could get into. You got your search street dudes, you got real killers, you got rapers, you got all whatever, the biggest scum to the coolest people. You get what I'm saying? If you could appeal to these people who are going to all have the most to say, you know what I'm saying? And generally the most negative people, because every day you wake up in a negative situation, if you could appeal to them people, you could appeal to anybody. And when that went to happening, like, everybody, legitimately, every style of inmate to officers, you know what I mean? Like, yo, my man, I don't know what you're doing, but you probably should be doing that shit. You know what I mean? Like, and it was just, you know, when I went out, when I came out, it was full steam ahead. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so now that's what's up, man. It sounds like the dream helped you pass time, which was fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's, and you mentioned, you know, kind of right into what was on the radio to keep the pen sharp. But how did you, like, manage to kind of, you know, structure it a little bit? You know, when you say you kind of learned the business in there, like, did you read books? You know, did you constantly call people, at least talk to people that were in the music business but happened to be locked up as well? Like, how did you do that?
I would order books. I would have people, like, I would have my girl go online, print out stories or different, just stuff that I had questions on, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm still not by no means am I a professor at this shit either. I'm still learning myself, you know what I mean? But what is ASCAP? What is BMI? What is, you know what I mean? Like, is that, why is, you know what I mean? Like, just the little things, you know what I mean? And I mean, I guess it worked. It was beneficial.
Hey, yeah, the bounce back was crazy, man. I remember, I think me and Lamont came to see you the day you got out. You was like sleeping on your mom's couch and we came over there and we woke you up and shit. I don't know if that was the day you came home or it was the next day or some shit. But I remember. Yeah. And we stepped outside, we chilled, we smoked the L and you rapped for us. And I remember you was beating on your chest, making the beat. And you was rapping the song and shit. And I was like, damn, like that right there was so inspiring and motivation. Like, damn, 5 years done passed. And like, he's still hungry for this shit. He came out just like beating on his chest, fucking saying a rap on beat. And it's just like, I feel like all that time, you know, I wouldn't say wasted, but all that time spent in there was just fuel to the fire from when you came out. And shit, my brother, like, I see it coming to fruition. You know what I mean?
It's crazy because it was like, I also grew as a person too, because I read a lot of like just enlightening books, you know what I mean? Sharp books just to sharpen yourself, you know, you 48 Laws of Powers and stuff like that, you know. I grew as a person. So, you know, we all got, everybody grew up, you get what I'm saying? And everybody found their own lane, like the stuff that you doing the last time we was just here, like my brother, is just amazing. You know what I mean? Like, this is shit that knowing us as kid, we'd have never been like, look, what we talking about right now? You know what I mean? All the way to doing shit that niggas do. Like my man, I'm doing records with Jadakiss and Style P and Benny Siegel and like, bro, we used to rap over these guys' beats and stuff. You know what I mean? In my mom's fucking laundry room, you heard?
I remember that. Hell yeah.